As Pope Benedict left the Vatican today for the last time as Pope, some Catholics in central New York were taking note. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, a massive Thanksgiving at the Immaculate Conception Cathedral in downtown Syracuse marked the end of Pope Benedict's ministry.
This was more than a midday mass in Lent at the cathedral. Bishop Robert Cunningham presided over the prayer of thanksgiving for the Pope, who resigned earlier this month, citing health concerns.
Well, we're sorry to see him go, sorry to be denied the joy, really, of listening to him speak and preaching and teaching. We're happy that he now has this time for rest.
Some parishioners attending Mass said this shouldn't be a sad day.
I think it's a happy day. You know, like the bishop said, we have to move forward and pray for the Pope and be thankful for everything that he's done for us.
Today's an amazing day for the church and looking ahead toward growth and carrying on what the Holy Father started.
This begins a time when the Catholic Church is, in effect, leaderless, as Catholics wait for a conclave in Rome to select a new Pope.
The father of the family is not right there now. It's like, as I said, it's the empty chair is there, and we're waiting for the time when that chair will be filled again.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.